Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
The French, for instance, cannot get the hang of queuing. They try and try, but it is beyond them. Wherever you go in Paris, you see orderly lines waiting at bus stops. But as soon as the bus pulls up, the line instantly disintegrates into something like a fire drill at a lunatic asylum, as everyone scrambles to be the first one aboard, quite unaware that this defeats the whole purpose of queuing. From Bill Bryson's book, Neither Here Nor There. Welcome to episode 61 of Absolutely Intercultural. In today's show, we put our emphasis on general opinions. However, these are not opinions which have their reason in our own experience, but in prefabricated phrases, which are used to generalize about certain groups of people. Although they will, of course, not be true for everybody in that group. Now, perhaps you've already noticed that I'm talking about stereotypes. Every one of us knows and uses some stereotypes, whether about another nationality, age, or even sexual orientation. And almost everyone takes at least some of these at face value without really questioning them. This is because we hear them every day from friends, at school, at work, or even in the media. Some of the stereotypes are just funny, but some of them can also be harmful. Now, in our show today, we try to find out where these stereotypes come from, if they can change over the years, and how you can personally handle them. We learn that stereotypes can almost prevent people from going abroad.
All my friends started to say, oh no, this lifestyle is not for you. You're used to Spain and the Germans are too stressful for you.
Also, when you are abroad, the auto-stereotypes that you have about your own culture may burden you unnecessarily. And sometimes a whole nation will underestimate its popularity in the world.
I'm Mexican and I'm American. And Americans aren't very much liked in the rest of the world right now. We have a bad reputation and Mexicans are usually not liked in general.
So we always need to be very careful when handling a stereotype, because we never know how other people will react to it or how far the stereotype will develop.
But as soon as it comes to being thieves or drug dealers and so on, these are stereotypes that really cause prejudices and can cause racism as well.
When we prepared the show, we actually found it a little difficult to find anybody who openly admits to using stereotypes actively. However, we know that they do exist, so we closed the doors and asked some people which stereotypes they had heard about. And then they were more willing to give us some examples.
Old people have many experiences and they are intelligent.
Russian people like to party all night long with vodka.
Teenagers always get drunk.
The British people love their tea in the afternoon.
British people got a black kind of humor.
Bavarians wear all the time leather pants.
All inhabitants of Russia are still socialists.
All Italian men are pickup artists by birth.
Women cannot drive car.
All Germans are punctual.
All Americans are fat.
French people aren't able to speak English.
All Swedish girls are looking good.
The man cannot listen to women.
All Germans are Nazis.
Oh my God. Listening to the examples, I can only keep my fingers crossed that at the end of the show, we will have found out that most stereotypes are in fact not true. I have a feeling that by choosing the topic stereotypes, I may have opened a can of worms. Let's see how well we survive this topic. In our first category, absolutely Spanish, we talk to Emma, an Erasmus student from Spain, who is now working in Germany and might thus be able to tell us a little bit about Spanish-German stereotypes. We learn that even in one country such as Spain, which appears to the outside as a more or less homogeneous unit, there are many different groups, and every group actually has their own stereotypes about the others. Through the diversity of stereotypes, the country can experience its diversity of regions. And as Emma tells us, you'll always have a good conversation starter when you meet people from other parts of the country. But first of all, we can hear about some strange sport that Spanish people play sitting on the beach, looking at the tourists and guessing their nationality based on stereotypes.
We actually have a sport which is saying stereotypes, and people sit and watch people on the beach and try to know what country they're from because the stereotypes. And it actually is better when these people come to you. You know, oh, maybe it's German or maybe it's English, and you treat them in the way that you think they need to be treated.
Can you give some examples? What are the stereotypes?
Normally, when you see a very white person on the beach, you will point out that it's English. And then we can see lots of Japanese people taking photographs, for example. So all of these are stereotypes that kind of relate what country they're from.
Can you remember situations where you've been wrong because of your stereotype?
I had a friend coming over from Germany to Spain to visit me. And this was before I came to Germany, so I didn't actually know lots of German culture. But we went to a bar, and of course I ordered for him, without asking, beer. And I assumed that German people always drink beer. And he actually didn't like beer.
Okay, now in some cases, these stereotypes are very much hated, like for example, racist stereotypes. But on the other hand, here you get some positive stereotypes. Now in Spain, do you have any positive stereotypes of other countries?
Yes, of course. I think nearly all the stereotypes that we have in Spain are good. We think, for example, that Germans are hard workers, organized, square-minded in a good way. And, you know, all these good things about the other cultures. So in a way, it's good. Even sometimes it can be used in a bad way. So, for example, when I was coming here to Germany, all my friends started to say, oh, no, this lifestyle is not for you. You're used to Spain and the Germans are too stressful for you. So it can be good and bad in the same way.
When you came back to Spain and stayed some time in Spain, did people say that you had turned into a German?
The first thing that they said was, Emma, you are more organized right now. Even if it's not true, I have always been organized, but right now they're trying to point out everything to see what you've changed from your way of being. Of course, if they haven't been in the country, these stereotypes are very fixed. They base the culture on these stereotypes.
Now, Spain is a very big country and a very diverse country. And do you have stereotypes in your own country where people say, oh, the people from the north are like this and the people from the west are like that?
We have actually five stereotypes. We have the Catalans, which everyone stereotypes in this kind of mean but funny person that doesn't want to spend money. Then we have the people up north, which are strong and will fight for everything. And then we can have the people from Andalusia in this part. They actually are renowned for being very happy and do lots of party. So actually every part of Spain is divided on different stereotypes. And when you meet someone from this other part, we always start the conversation with the stereotypes. It's a conversation starter.
Oh, right. So it breaks the ice as well, because it is some common knowledge. Did you do that in Germany as well, that you started speaking about the stereotypes, or is that a taboo?
No, actually, when I came to Germany, I didn't want to go into these things. I wasn't sure if it was a taboo thing or not, so I kept out of it.
Were you afraid that the Germans might not have any humor and might not be able to laugh at themselves?
Yes, at the beginning, yes. I fell into the stereotype.
Let us just hope that Emma's German friends were able to break through the stereotypes and showed her that sometimes they even like to make fun of themselves. In our next category, absolutely Mexican-American, we talk to Susana, who is a US citizen with Mexican background and consequently has been exposed to stereotypes all her life. Now she's a student in Germany and she experienced that stereotypes can change over time. 10 years ago, for example, Germans were considered to have no pride for their country. But this seems to have changed as a result of the World Soccer Championships hosted in Germany a couple of years ago. The stereotypes she held actually made her start in Germany a little more difficult for her.
I came over to Germany to learn more German and to hopefully learn some things about the business world, as well as to get to know the culture. I wanted to really understand certain things I had heard about Germany when I was in the States, and that's what I wanted to get out of this experience, as well as making friends that I could speak to forever and, of course, maintain my German.
We often say that our German culture is very Americanized. Do you have a feeling that maybe you know more about the culture than some of the Southern Europeans who come to Germany?
Yes. I find that in terms of business, it's very similar. In terms of courtesy, it's very similar. Certain things that are more social are very different, especially in the youth. But I do find a lot of things have been Americanized and it has made it a bit easier to fit in.
Now, you probably heard some stereotypes about Germans before you came over. Do you remember any of the stereotypes that you had heard about the Germans in America?
Yes, one of them was actually that Germans don't really have pride for their country. They have a very lost sense, almost very sad. And we had a professor that was German, and he emphasized that when he was younger, that's just how it was. So that's kind of what I expected to see when I came.
How did you expect to experience this?
I don't know. I didn't expect to see any kind of flags around or not any like German nationalist like pride or anything. And to be quite honest, it's very, very different than I thought it would be, especially right now because of the soccer games. Everybody's going crazy and you can see that they're very proud of their German culture now. And I think that might have been something that 10 years ago was true, but has changed, which I find great because I found it really sad that someone would not have pride for something like that. That is who they are. It's part of their culture.
Any other stereotypes that you had heard about Germany?
I think a typical one is that they don't like foreigners, that the German and we stick in our own little country. And that's not true. I've met many, many Germans who love like Spaniards and French and English, and they love to hear it. They're entertained by people like that. And they're very open to it and a little bit shy sometimes, I think, or nervous with them. And it just takes a while. They have to learn to trust you before they will show you their whole world. And it's very true that once you get through a German, you have a friend for life kind of thing.
Did you look at things differently only because you had a little stereotype in your head, or what happened when you arrived?
In terms of my stereotype of Germans not liking foreigners, I'm Mexican and I'm American. And Americans aren't very much liked in the rest of the world right now. We have a bad reputation, and Mexicans are usually not liked in general. I mean, it's something I've lived with my life, you know. It happens in the States. I live with racism in the States. So that made me a bit scared to speak to Germans. And most of my friends at the beginning were Moroccan or were from the Middle East or were their Erasmus students, anybody who was foreign. But I didn't have many German friends because I was afraid of them. But now, I mean, I have German friends. I have a German boyfriend. But yeah, it was scary for the first like month to speak to them. I really didn't think they would accept me. Like, I was afraid of that because I'm not white. I don't speak very good German. And I have two cultures that kind of mix into one. And it's sometimes very hard to speak to Germans in terms of that. We have differences in the way we see the world. But like you said, it's like a coconut. Once you get through to one of them, you kind of start getting to know them. And there's no reason to fear them.
There are also stereotypes that we have about ourselves, that the Germans have about the Germans, that the Mexicans have about the Mexicans, etc. Now, what are the stereotypes that you as a Mexican, if we take that part of you, have about the Mexicans?
I think one of the biggest stereotypes is that we are very conservative and very traditional. And then there's like funny ones that are just like that we all eat beans and or that we all live in ranches and have donkeys. And I mean, we don't.
If you now put on your different hat, your American hat, which auto stereotypes would you have about Americans?
That we love war, that we are addicted to pharmaceutical drugs, that we're loud, and that we really don't respect privacy. We want to know everything around us and why it's happening. And they were just crazy, you know, like those shows that you see on TV where all these American teenagers and adults go crazy. That's a stereotype as well.
If there was one stereotype about the Germans that you heard before you came, where you would say, well, actually, that's not a stereotype. That's simply the truth. Is there something where you would say, well, it sounded like a stereotype before I left, but when I arrived here, I realized it's 100% true?
I would have to say punctuality. Punctuality is one of them. You know, you think, no, a whole country cannot be that punctual. They really just can't. But they take it seriously. I would say at least, you know, 80%, 85% of the people here take it very seriously. They don't want to have their time wasted. They have more things to do. Yeah, and like beer. German people like their beer.
So while for some stereotypes we hope that they are not true at all, for others we have to admit that there is a grain of truth in them. Susanna will soon go back to the States to finish her studies at St. Edward's University in Austin, Texas. I know that she managed to crack many of our hard coconut shells and made a great number of very good friends for life. In our last category, absolutely Austrian, we talked to Nicole, who is the pedagogic director at an adult learning center in Salzburg, also teaching some intercultural classes. We learn how stereotypes can be produced by individual people or by the mass media, and how they can influence everybody, even though we may think that we personally are immune to stereotypes. But Nicole also tells us that certain stereotypes can make our lives much easier. First, she tells us an example she experienced herself, how often one makes use of stereotypes without even wanting or recognizing it.
I think everybody of us thinks that we do not have stereotypes or prejudices. I'm full of stereotypes. For example, I was sitting in a bus, a public transportation system in Salzburg, and suddenly a black guy entered the bus, and I grabbed my handbag, and suddenly I thought, well, would you have done that if this guy had been white?
Right, yes.
And to be honest, no. Mm. Probably not. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, I started thinking, why did I do that? Mm. And I was aware that exactly at that time, the mass media had campaigns that all the blacks are drug dealers and thieves and so on. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I was aware how easy it is to be influenced by others. Mm. And then I thought, well, next time I have to react in a different way. And actually, it was okay the next time, so I didn't react the same way the next time.
Now, I think we probably all feel bad about our stereotypes, but somehow I guess stereotypes must also have a function. I mean, do you think there could be something good in a stereotype, or is it plain bad?
I don't think that stereotypes are just bad. I think they have a good side and a bad side. Actually, they help us as well to get aware of other people, to find out about things they have in common, or even make conversation easier. I mean, if you have to explain everything, if you say, well, do you know the Italians or the Austrians, and you would have to explain every single detail, but if you say, you know how the Italians are, everybody would say, yes, of course, and also if you say, you know how the Austrians are, so you get a feeling. It's also, it makes conversation easier. As soon as you have the similar pictures, conversation is much easier. You don't have to explain every single detail. The bad thing is that many people believe that all stereotypes are true, and I think there are good stereotypes, there are funny stereotypes, and we do not have any problems with these stereotypes. But as soon as it comes to being thieves or drug dealers and so on, these are stereotypes that really cause prejudices and can cause racism as well. So the way really to deal with stereotypes is to talk about them and laugh about them, tell anecdotes and so on.
This was going to be my next question. What can we do about it? I mean, somehow stereotypes, you say, help us because they make us communicate more efficiently, because we say 2-3 things and then the others seem to know what we're talking about. So you say we should actually speak about the stereotypes and laugh them off?
Yes, actually, I think the really important thing is if you start laughing about yourself. I mean, if I think of being an Austrian, we have a couple of prejudices of Austrians, and for example, that they don't work as exactly as Germans do and so on, so they don't take things that seriously.
Okay.
Actually, I would say it's not a prejudice. I think it's true. And if you really think of your own culture and think, well, what do others think about your culture, you can start laughing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk about your own stereotypes and get in contact with others, the others see, well, we all have stereotypes and we also can laugh about them.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you get aware of stereotypes, they aren't that important anymore. And sometimes you find out it's not a stereotype. It is part of culture.
Mm-hmm. You said earlier, of course, not all stereotypes are true, but sometimes we go over the top and we think all stereotypes are false. Have you got experiences in that direction where you thought, oh, no, I cannot do this because it would look too much like a cliche or a stereotype?
Yeah, I think especially, for example, Americans, you would think, well, actually, I shouldn't serve them burger or so because that's a stereotype. But actually, they like it. And I know so many Americans that they say, oh, yes, that's nice that you make burgers for us because that's really American. So that's true. It's part of culture and not a stereotype. And therefore, it's not a big deal.
And maybe they feel appreciated if we make the gesture, even if they don't like hamburgers, for example.
If not, you can talk about it. And, I mean, you see the reaction anyway. So sometimes things happen and you make a total fool of yourself. But still you start talking about it.
Right.
And next time you wouldn't do it anymore.
Now, you mentioned the media earlier when you were talking about this incident that you said that maybe you were a little influenced because you could read it in the papers, you heard it on television, and you were surrounded by the stereotype somehow. Can we talk a little bit about where these stereotypes come from? What would you say? Is it mainly the media?
Media plays a big role, but actually it has something to do with our personal background, family, also religion, our school education. So actually prejudices are taught in school from your parents. It's a very tight system. And media plays only one part in this game.
Maybe just reinforcing what we want to believe anyway. And maybe that's why it's so successful, because they just reinforce something that our grandparents, maybe our parents have installed in us.
Sometimes it can start with one bad experience somebody had. And the parent tells the story to the children and says, well, be careful with this person or this culture and so on, because I had really bad experiences with them. And then it starts. And then if you hear on the news, you hear, oh, yes, it was them. It happened. It was this culture. And then the next time you hear something again, it fits into your picture.
Right.
And suddenly it's something you believe in. So it's really something that comes out from your education.
I think we heard a number of acceptable, but also some politically incorrect stereotypes today. And there seems to be no one right solution to handle them. But the first step should always be not to believe everything and to try to experience a culture for yourself. We should not accept the tales about things that we have never experienced ourselves or which happened decades and decades ago. And as Nicole told us, perhaps sometimes it is best just to laugh about the stereotypes. Now, I'm afraid we are coming to the end of our show. If you want to share any stereotypes you hold or want to comment on those we've just listened to, please feel free to visit our blog at www.absolutely-intercultural.com and leave a comment. We are glad about every response, be it criticism or support for the show. Or maybe you have a suggestion as to which intercultural topics Anne and I could bring up in one of our next shows. Please don't be shy. Tell us. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 25th of July. So long. Stay tuned. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.